Well, I find myself very full of feeling at this moment, almost overwhelmed. I have two special feelings. One is I feel like celebrating, and another I feel like weeping. The celebration has to do with the privilege of having been here with my colleagues and having been able to participate in a meeting like this where so much of depth and importance has been expressed, and with you who've been so attentive and so responsive. My celebration is a feeling we've come so far, and my weeping is a feeling that we have so far to go. I think of that movie interview with Jung, which I'm sure you've all seen 100 times, where he is asked, "Do you believe in God?" And he sucks on his pipe and reflects a moment, and he says, I don't have to believe, I know." That was the Gnostic statement par excellence, because belief is something that you get from, to excuse the expression, academics, from...
Robert, wait until she's finished.
from knowledge that is handed down to you from somebody else. You don't need to believe that we are sitting here today. You know. But yesterday you needed to believe we were going to come, right? All right. Now, the thing about Gnosticism, gnosis is knowing. And it's knowing in that very special sense. It's nothing anybody tells you, although sometimes people can stimulate your own inner knowledge. But gnosis is the knowledge that, number one, that you don't know. You don't know God. You don't know what God is like. You don't really know. But to know that is really remarkable, because the reason we don't know it is the same reason that the fish don't know what the sea is like. The Gnostic concept of the godhood or the self is the totality. Everything is in it, like the universe. It's something you can't fall out of. Now, if you're in it and you are part of it, and I am part of it, and we're all, everybody in the world is part of it, and all species and all planets are part of it. That's this cosmic vision. We are all, and physicists today agree, that we are all made of the same stuff. That stuff is the stuff of the Godhead. So we all have that within us. Now, what the Gnostic knows is that there is that spark, and that what's necessary is to be aware of it. It is that which makes us all brothers and sisters, even to every species from the amoeba up. We are all part of one family. We have one mother, father, and consequently, where we fall into error and sin, if you will, is our ignorance of this fact. And we begin to believe, and we begin to get caught up in the sense of self-importance that Bob Moore was talking about, the sense that we have to be special, or our tribe has to be special. We are all special in the sense that we are all part of the Godhead, and we're none of us any more special than anybody else, whether it's the demented child or the criminal. We are all part of this. The only difference is that some know and some don't know. And if you get anything out of this conference, I hope it is the sense that if you go within yourself, you will find that spark. And I want to close by a very brief quotation from my book, from the Gospel of Thomas. His disciples said to him, "When will the kingdom come?" "It will not come by waiting for it. It will not be a matter of saying, 'Here it is,' or 'There it is.' Rather, the kingdom of the Father is spread out on the earth, but you do not see it.